Morning, yeah, welcome to the last Daily Digest of the week, Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. And today is one day I need to prepare your mind, if you do not have the heart to listen to this story that you're about to hear, I wouldn't mind if, you know, if you just, but I need to give you a warning. If you're of the soft, if you're soft mind, you might not be able to contain what we're going to do here. Now, this is something, this discussion I'm going to have today had happened before, sometime last year on the Discourse with Jimmy Diso. Now, all of you remember the story of Old Soldier. Two of them there today, three, who served Nigeria during the Civil War before a lot of listeners were born and are still today struggling for their pension. These people put their lives on the line. Where did I get the inspiration to do this again? I saw the way the British people honored their dead. I think it was on Monday or so. I saw the way they honored their own, those who put their lives on the line. You could see them during the march past. They looked well kept. Some of them were in wheelchair, some in crutches. They waited for them and they had a nice parade. Then I remember saying last year that I noticed in America, you know, I went on vacation, that in boarding a plane, boarding a train, boarding anything, whatever under the sun, you always, first of all, you hear the first set of people to board this, our boarding is going to start now. The first set of people who are going to board are our war veterans, and we thank you for your service. You know, and I found that very, very inspiring, as opposed to the way we have been handling this. So today I want to bring you there. Here I have a Private Godwin Asotugba. Who is that, sir? That's the man.
Me.
No, you. Yes, this Private Asotugba. Yes, sir. Yeah, I think you were here last Saturday. Saturday, where will they talk?
Exactly.
Good.
Sir.
Don't worry, I feel free to talk English or broken English, I don't mind. Okay. Now make we hear, now ain't important.
Okay.
And I have Private Joseph Otigba.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
I am here.
The soldier sit inside your body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The soldier team.
How old are you now?
I'm 75.
75?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. And then we have a corporal, Lance Corporal Adebayo Michael.
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I am 75.
75. What about you, Oga?
I'm 76.
76. Okay, are all of you in? Did you all? I hope Captain Blade is listening because I called his attention to this program. I have this friend of mine who retired as a captain in the military, and I hope he's listening because I'm going to rein him in on your plight. Okay, let's start one by one. Sir, Lance Corporal, when did you join the Army?
I joined the Army.
Speak into the mic, sir.
I joined the Army
yes.
on the 12th. Day of January 1969.
You joined in 1969.
Yes, sir.
Private Joseph Otigba, when did you join the Army, sir?
I joined the Army 3rd
March 1999. Yes. Thank God you are not going for politics. Therefore, say you make mistake. As you want to talk 1999, you are saying 2000.
Yes, it's a mistake.
It's like his age. His age. How old are you, sir?
I'm 75.
75. His age. His age.
1969.
Yes.
99.
No, I said 99. And I age too.
Okay.
And Private Godwin Asotugba,
yes,
you joined
sir.
The Army when?
I joined Army in June 1968.
68.
Yes.
Now, when did you retire, sir?
I retired October 1979.
1979?
Yes.
When did you retire, sir?
I retired the year 1987.
You retired? He retired before you. Why did you retire in 69? Were you demobilized or what?
No.
You just left?
Yeah, we got resigned. I put a voluntary discharge.
Voluntary discharge?
Yes, sir.
Why? Were you unhappy about something?
During the time when General Obasanjo was about to go.
Yes.
He said that anybody who ready to go in voluntary after the war,
yes.
He said he can put in voluntary. He can put in later, then they will give him a discharge certificate and resign.
And resign.
That's why many of us, Some of them go in a medical on feet. Mm. Some of us, we feel to go in voluntary.
Yes. So okay.
That's how we live.
Okay. Last Corporal, sir.
Yes, sir.
When did you retire from the Army?
1979.
Was it voluntary or you had reached the age limit?
It was General Basonjo who made us to sign voluntarily.
That you're going.
He brought this matter of they wanted to demobilize, but they don't want to demobilize. They don't want to demobilize.
Mm.
They want some people to be discharged medically unfit, some on what do they call it? This those who will be discharged to either police.
Okay, to be redeployed.
Deployed to police, custom.
To custom or to police. Mm. And those who wanted to go voluntary.
So you wanted to go voluntary?
No, what I was facing that time.
Why you not go customs? Ah.
No, sir, I will tell you one thing.
Yes.
You see, what I was undergoing that time.
Yes.
I don't want to commit mutiny or coup. I don't want to indulge in it.
Okay.
But I was neglected for 9 good years. I was a lance corporal.
Oh, I see. I see.
Then I was working as a radio officer because after the war, I changed my trade from army engineers to army signals.
Signals.
I went for the training, army signals training school.
Did you fight during the war? Were you there during the war?
Yes, I was at the 3rd Marine Commando
with the
Benjamin Adekunle.
Black Scorpion.
Yes, sir. And I fought in many places. Both in Aroshuku, both in Kote Penestro, Kaba Road, all these places. I fought there.
So, signal people, do they actually fight or you carry your signals along?
No,
the
I was with the army engineers during the war.
Mm.
We were dealing with lime mines,
oh.
Anti-tank and anti-personnel mines, booby traps. We
you were trained all this?
Exactly, sir. So, we dictate.
So, you can lay booby traps. Make I see, feel you, well, look under this man. Okay, my good friend, old soldier.
Because
old soldier is he was the one who approached me the first time, you know, on behalf of this group,
yes.
And I told him to bring in his whatever. Now, the situation. I think we heard your story. You retired when?
I retired
1978. Okay, why did you retire? Tell me.
It's a long story.
But just tell me,
briefly. Well, my retiring from Nigerian Army wasn't my wish. I was down, sick. Pneumonia wanted to kill me.
Mm.
But I have a compassion doctor, Dr. Adioye, in General Hospital, at General Hospital, Military Hospital, base, Okeade Ibadan. He see that the pneumonia was too much. He wrote a letter to my commander. So I don't know what is the meaning of the letter.
But and they retired you?
When they called me that I have to be retired on medical base as non-unfit, I said, no, I can never, you can't write unfit for me now. It means I cannot get any work anywhere again.
I see.
Somebody who retired on medical base, it means I cannot work elsewhere.
Yes, I mean,
so
that's
I now ask my commander, please, I cannot go medical unfit. If there is any way to help me.
Mm.
Not knowing it's voluntary discharge. They wrote it for me and I signed. That is how I go.
Okay, so fair enough. Okay, so now we have an idea of how you left the army.
Yes. Mm.
How come today is 2022? Is the army owing you?
Yes, sir.
Let me start with you, sir.
Yes, sir. They are owing us. In the first place, there are two verifications we have.
Yes.
The first one was in 2007, during the time of President Yar'Adua.
Yes.
We did that verification. Yar'Adua said they should pay us. That was the time he even gave amnesty to the Biafran soldiers.
Yes.
And Ojukwu, their leader.
Yes.
Then the Nigerian military pensions decided to pay those people first. They paid the senior army officers as well. Those senior army officers of the Nigeria, they are very few. They are not more than 10, including David Mack, who was then the senior president. They paid him. But they play over this thing. Immediately, Yaradua, that we were to be paid in March.
Is this money you have to be paid? Is it your pension?
Our pension.
You are telling me, my listeners, I need to educate them so they can follow. So what you are saying, sir, that since you retired,
yes, sir,
you have not gotten your pension?
They have not been paying me.
As you are now, the military doesn't give you any money?
At all. And in 2015, this is the exercise we did. They verify us as genuine pensioner.
Up to now,
so you have done verification?
Exactly, yes, sir. Since 2015.
It says that rank, this army, excuse for discharge, bank. They even have your bank details.
They tell us to open account.
They even have your GSN number.
Exactly.
Osoja.
Sir.
This is Otigba. I like calling him Osoja.
Yes, sir.
Osoja.
Sir.
Are you saying that the army is owing you as you are sitting down here?
Yes.
Since you retired in... what are they owing you? What exactly are they owing you?
Pensions.
Let me say, they are owing us, as my colleague may say it, during time of Yaradua, when he said those that fought the civil war that served 10 years and above should be registered as pensioner. That was the time I have a stroke. I was on stroke. I cannot be able to be registered.
Okay.
Because I have a stroke problem. But I thank God I'm a little bit healed today.
Yes.
And when President Yaradua, President Buhari came on board on 2015, he now say those that served 10 years and above that fought the civil war should register as pensioners.
Certificate.
I now go back. I went to Abuja.
Yes.
That is my certificate is from Abuja.
Yes.
I register in a military pension board Abuja.
Yes.
As a pension, as a road, till now, nothing has been paid to us.
So, as you are now, sir, you do not get anything. Is it that what is paid is not enough or nothing at all?
Nothing. Listen to me. When I retired from the army, that is 1979. I was paid 1,200 naira.
To pack a load from the barrack.
To pack away from the barrack.
That's all.
All they paid me today.
Jesus Christ.
1,200 naira.
Yes.
That's what they paid me today. And I lost my junior. I lost my immediate senior brother in Nigerian Army. My own immediate junior brother again was I lost him in Reki Regiment Asaba. I remain nothing in my life in Nigeria now. Me and my brothers will serve. Nothing.
Okay. Private Asatugba.
Yes, sir.
You too, you are also being owed from that time.
Exactly, sir.
Why do you think you are being owed? You fought during the Civil War?
Yeah.
Were you not the one who told us the other day about your experience?
Exactly, sir.
How you would go for days?
Yeah, and nights.
And nights.
I would stay inside the trench for days. You cannot come up inside the trench. Yeah, you see, your leg, everything with there, rain for you, inside the trench. For good 3 years, we spent our life for strange. Now God save us. Flood or no flood, we are inside.
When you are in the trenches, can you change your uniform? Can you take off your shoe?
The uniform will stay your body more than 2 weeks. When you see that the uniform that they go on your body, then you take another one, they pick another one for you, you change it again.
For how many years, sir, did you fight in the Civil War?
I fight the war in 1968, 1969. 70 when the war finished. The war finished, I was inside trench when the war finished. We come out for inside trench.
You know, this thing came up, your story came up last year in this same station.
Yeah.
And so you're telling me that from then till now, Nothing has. What is the excuse that the army has given?
We call every time. We call Abuja. We call pension office. They told us that our case is undone. That we should not worry. They are making effort about our case. But never approve. Well, immediately Buhari approved the money that we pay us. So I will say from now to December, they go we could do a start, they will pay us our money. That's why they have been deceiving us every year. Up to now. We don't know nothing, no move, nothing. They just forget about us. And we have been suffering. Let God, God, they keep us alive.
See. Gee, please. Mm-hmm. For clarity again, I want to ask again, so that okay. I need to get this thing clear in my head.
Okay.
Is it that what they are paying you, it should have been adjusted, or they have not paid you at all since you retired?
Sir, even 10 naira, 10 naira, 5 naira, the smallest money they never give us.
Since as pension?
Yes, sir.
We are not in now.
Okay, what about gratuity?
The gratuity, they don't pay. That the money they give us for barrack.
Is
to pack away.
To pack away. So make
that,
you pack.
That's all. They pay me
1,720 is what yes. They pay me.
It's on my teacher book. Yes, it's our teacher book. Sir. They wrote it in our teacher certificate. Up to now, they never give us 5 naira. Till now, we have been struggling.
Okay, we will.
So, sir,
I'm overwhelmed.
I want to say something concerning these two things. I'm worried.
When we take a break, when we come back,
yes, sir.
So that. We don't have a problem, you know, as you are speaking, this thing goes off. So okay, we'll soon take a break.
Okay,
we are going to open up our line 0700-993-993-993 and 0146-571-90. My spirit is very, very low now. Very, very low. So I'd appreciate if you call in. I'm not in any mood for banters or whatever.
Hello?
Just hold on, please. Just hold on, madam. We'll get back to you. So we you know, my spirit is very low. So if you do call in, and it's a very sensitive subject, we just like your contribution. We hope that I'm going to make sure that the video of this recording gets to Army headquarters. That one is very easy. It's on YouTube. So if there's any, I'll get Captain Blade to see that this thing gets to the appropriate authorities, and we'll be glad to hear the response of how these gentlemen who fought to one lance corporal, and how it is that since they retired from the army, did you commit any crime? They say you thief.
No, at all. If you thief, they cannot give you the
They cannot give you, yes, I can see their papers here.
This is 2007 verification.
Verification.
Yes. 2007. During Yaradua.
Yes. Uncle Jimmy, I want to let you know something.
Yes.
It is when we begin fight of this pension. They're not telling us they within 15 years. That time is jury is 15 years. We don't know. All we know in the army is part years. One order and part two orders. That's within.
But even if you even look, also there. Even sure. If you serve the day, surely you must be properly treated and properly.
They didn't take care of us.
Okay, we are going to take a short break now, and when we come back, we will continue with this discussion. If this program is going to mean that we'll continue next week, we can finish it. I'm ready. Okay? So don't go away. We'll be right back.
All right,
okay.
Sir. Thank you.
Your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is Daily Digest with Jimmy Disley.
Yeah, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And of course, we'll be listening to the stories of these three gentlemen I have in the studio, Private Joseph Otigba, Lance Corporal Adebayo Michael, and Private Godwin Asotugba, who were retired from the army and have not been paid as of now. Now, I have these letters in front of me, sir, signed by some barrister Dixon Shettima. Okay, is that right? This document, yes. You gave it to me. Okay, this is an appeal letter. Yes, sir. He's a human rights advocate,
exactly.
and he has written to the president to say, appeal to save the soul of verified Nigerian Civil War veterans waiting to be enrolled for military pensions. Okay, these are the military personnel who fought on the Nigerian side during the Civil War, but are yet to be enrolled for pension. It is disheartening. After numerous letters of appeal to relevant authorities, nothing has been done on their case, and he makes an appeal on your behalf. This letter was written on the 30th of June,
yes,
2022.
Exactly.
Okay, now there's a letter here addressed to the president.
Exactly.
To President Buhari. Mm-hmm. Save our soul, appeal to President Buhari on behalf of verified Nigerian Civil War veterans waiting to be enrolled. And it talks about the very senior citizens and veteran soldiers which this writer represent are convinced that Buhari is positively disposed for the welfare of seven and retired members of the armed forces. The issues at stake. We are representing the issues of Nigerian Civil War veterans yet to be included in the military pension payroll, a case which has become a case of double standard in administration of military pensions.
Okay.
These Nigerian Civil War veterans are those who fought on the side of the federal government to preserve Nigeria. And it goes on and on and on, making an appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This letter was written on 7th June,
exactly,
2022.
Exactly.
I have another letter here on 7th 22, another letter, same letter,
mm-hmm,
addressed to Buhari, but addressed through the Honorable
Adesina.
Femi Adesina.
Exactly.
Okay, so this first one you wrote,
yes, sir,
was written to him directly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In case he no see him, you did another one through Femi Adesina.
Mm-hmm.
And it was signed for. It was signed for on the 21st of June.
Yes, sir.
Save our souls, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The same letter, I think,
goes to...
And the letter is signed by Lieutenant Colonel Adebayo, mm-hmm, and Joseph...
Lance Corporal Adebayo,
and Private Joseph Otigba.
Mm-hmm.
Also to the Senate President, National Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was received.
Yes, sir.
On the... What date is this? It says 2 June. Mm-hmm. It was written 7th, maybe 21st of June.
Mm-hmm.
It was written 7th of June. The same letter
same
to the Senate President. Mm-hmm.
And to
the same letter, I'm coming, sir. Mm-hmm. The same letter is written to the Minister of Defense,
exactly,
Federal Minister of Defense, Chief House. And it was received on the 21st of June, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The same letter again to the Chairman, Senate Committee on Army in National Assembly. It was also received same day.
Exactly.
So you wrote the same day.
Yes.
Then you also wrote, you wrote to these people. You didn't send them a copy of what you wrote to the president. It's different if you wrote to the president and you copied them. You wrote them directly. Okay. So it must have been given to them.
To them, yes.
And it says, it was received, same letter, but wrote to National Security Advisor, and so on and so forth. Now, my question is, did you get, somebody have a phone here?
Yes.
Please, can you please give it to Philip? Philip, collect their phones, it's disturbing me. It's giving us a back.
No, I've off my
own. You've off your own, what own?
No, I've off it. My own.
Your own, Kosa?
It's off.
There's a phone that's disturbing me here. Oh, okay. Now, did any of these people, sir, did any of these people reply this letter? Did you get any reply at all?
No reply, sir. This is why I bring out these two things. I wanted to explain.
What are these two things?
Now, this first one,
mm-hmm,
this one concerns the time of Yar'Adua in 2007.
Yes.
Verification of 2007. If you check it down there.
This is a verification exercise.
Yes, sir.
And the observation, not yet on the payroll.
That's it.
Is signed. They even put your account number and the
first
bank.
Yes,
so
sir.
You come the day for us, they wait for...
Waiting for the money.
The alert.
And nothing comes.
This was in 2007.
Seven.
Verification
but
exercise.
The trick, they now play with this one.
Yes.
In 2008, when Yar'Adua said they should pay... They should give amnesty to the Biafran soldiers and Ojukwu, their leader.
Yes.
They said they should pay us in March of that 2008.
Okay.
But unfortunately, Yar'Adua died.
The order had been given.
But they didn't pay it. So the trick they played that time was to invite us to Odogbo Cantonment at Ibadan. Odogbo Cantonment is at Ibadan. They invited us and told us, a colonel addressed us. I don't see his name tag, because he was far away from me.
Mm.
But it's a corner. I saw the the shoulder.
Yes.
Now, he said he has been directed to tell us that all the computers used for that exercise got burnt. You can imagine. You can imagine. Then I raised up my hand. So eventually when he faced me, he said, yes, Baba, what do you have to say? I said, how did all get burnt? If
don't the back up.
If the computers get burned, what of the master list? He said he doesn't know anything about what I'm saying. That all what he was asked to tell us is what he's telling us. Then I asked the question again that, sir, let's assume the whole computer get burnt, as you said, and you cannot lay your hands on the master list. Can't we have another verification?
Yeah.
He said, my friend, I cannot tell you that one now. And that's the end. That one ends this. Now, until eventually this second one comes, this one.
2015.
When Buhari entered and said that those who fought that war and spent up to 10 years in the army, they should go and verification.
Yeah.
Then we did it at Ikeja Cantonment, if you look at it.
Yes.
This is a verification point, exactly. Ikeja, Lagos.
Exactly.
You are number 24.
Exactly.
Your photograph. You are younger here. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what happened with this is that they still play another.
Sorry, sir. Yes, this sir. Is verification exercise.
Yes, sir.
Verified as genuine personnel. Yeah. All of you have this.
Yes, sir. We all have it.
Okay. And it also says date verified Wednesday, October 7, 2015.
Exactly. Yes.
So if you have been verified and in 2015,
nothing was done.
And I went to Abuja, the pension board, the National Pension Board Abuja, to register my own.
Let me have a look at yours, just to be
2016.
Sure.
2016.
Okay, this one
after
also says
after my illness, when.
Okay, sir. Listen, verification exercise, excuse for discharge, voluntary, bank, Lagos, GTB, verification exercise. Verified as enrolled pensioner. Abby?
Yes.
Date verified.
Yes.
Thursday, March 3, 2016. And it has your full details there, your email address. And this letter you wrote, nobody replied you.
No, nobody.
Yeah, these are people.
Sir,
yes.
There is one point I want to raise here.
Yes.
The point I wanted to raise that I want all peace-loving and God-fearing Nigerians to listen to us, to even fight for us, is this. Let's forget about the years they are quoting now, whether 10, whether they're 15. Let's forget about it.
Mm.
In as far as they paid the Biafran soldiers who fought against us,
yes,
and they paid their leader, Ojukwu, who doesn't even spend up to 10 years in the Nigerian army, we are begging them by the name of God
to fear God, to pity us.
And pity our pension.
We are dying hungry.
But the part I don't understand is how this could come about. I mean, it confounds me. And 8 years, you've also had a president with a military background.
Oh, that's the point.
I don't know.
Okay, so our people should fear God. Let them fear God. What
I would say is this. This demand that you have made,
yes,
through the help of Captain Blade, I hope, I will make sure that, this tape is played back to them. We will be glad to host anybody from the Nigerian Army to come and give an explanation how these three gentlemen, amongst others.
We are many. We are many. More than 2,000.
The whole nation.
Many. Yes.
We are many.
That is 63 NEA.
All 63 NEA. We are the one who fought that war.
Yes.
Okay, that who put their lives, even if it were for 5 years, if it were for two, even if it was for one,
okay.
I still think. Okay, can I ask a question that will sound a bit stupid, not vexed?
Yes,
do you think the officer corps are facing this same problem?
No.
They
are big men now.
I told you, the time the Yar'Adua said they should pay this money, it was the senior officers, the first of all pick, and they are about 10. That they were paid. And they paid them, including arrears, up to date. When they paid the Biafrans and Ojukwu himself, they paid them with arrears up to date. But we are demanding
because, sir, what
to be
I
included
find
in the payroll. I have a lot of paper here.
No, wait. What I find intriguing here, yes, is that you have been verified.
We have been verified.
We have been verified.
I'm being verified. Okay. As a genuine pensioner.
Listen, yes. Your case is straightforward.
Yes, sir.
I'm appealing to, if these men could have put their lives on the line.
Yes, sir.
For all of you out there to be listening, for me to be talking, we'll be more by my side, all of us. If these people had not put their lives on the line, we wouldn't be here today. I'm appealing to those who can take up the case of these people. And I will appeal to maybe one or two lawyers who can take up your
case. Let them help us.
It's the least you can do. What I can contribute is what I'm doing now,
yes,
by creating an awareness. So I hope that this is cruelty. Unless somebody comes up with some other explanation.
Oh.
Because, look, this is the way it works for me. If these guys, you think that they are not entitled to anything, I'd like it to be stated on paper once and for all.
Oh.
But I don't know how that is going to convince me. I need to open up our lines. We don't have much time again. I'm so sorry. I need to open up our lines. We have just about 2-3 minutes. So if you call, just go straight to the point. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
My name is John.
Yes. Quickly.
I'm calling from Lagos here.
Yes.
So those men need to be appreciated. They have done a lot in this country.
Yes.
They have done a great work in this country. What they are is also my father too. My father too is a 63 year.
Yes.
He retired in 2001.
Yes.
So my father even tell me the story how he suffered in that war.
Yes.
Because of that, he refused for me to even join the army. I wanted to join the army. He refused. He said, no. He don't want me to face what he faced. So, it's true. They need to be appreciated.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Can we take just about take one more? No, we can't. We have to go. I thought it was 9:55. It is. We can take one. We can sneak in one call. Hello, morning. Very quickly.
Hello, good morning.
Yes.
My name is Joshua.
Just quickly make your point, sir. We got to go.
My name is Joshua, calling for Lagos Island.
Yes, please.
Seriously, well, I think, to be frankly with you, sir, the most corrupt institute in Nigeria is the armed forces. How can these people serve this country? You forcibly retire them. I don't want to pay them their gratuity. It's not fair.
Okay, thank you very much. I think your point is noted. We got to go. We will give you a development on this case in about 2 weeks, okay? I hope some good-spirited Nigerians out there will be able to take up the case of these people who put their lives on the line. Our program ends here. I'll be back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, at the Discourse with Jimmy Disu, tomorrow by 9. See you then.